Quiet Mind, Day 54, Feeling the Real You. Freedom begins when you stop believing you're just a body with problems. Let's get something straight. Identifying with your body is one of the ego's oldest tricks. But luckily, it's also one of the easiest illusions to see through. You don't need to lecture yourself about how you are not your body. That's just more thinking. Instead, drop beneath the chatter and feel what's always been there. The quiet, pulsing aliveness inside your body. It's not your biceps or your waistline or your reflection in the mirror. It's deeper than that and always available. Try this. Close your eyes. Forget what your hands look like. Can you feel the life inside them? Not thoughts about them, but the buzzing, tingling, subtle presence within them. That's your inner body. Now move that awareness to your feet. Then your legs, your chest. Let it spread until your entire body hums like a quiet engine. This isn't imagination, it's you turning into the real power grid. The inner body isn't flesh and bone, it's your life energy. It's the bridge between your temporary form and your eternal formlessness. The more often you check in with it, the more rooted you become in the present moment and the less grip your ego has on you. Here's the paradox. The moment you start feeling your inner body, you stop identifying with your body. You start to move beyond form, beyond ego. You also start to heal. Literally, awareness of the inner body has been shown to strengthen the immune system and the body's own healing capabilities. It turns out presence isn't just spiritual, it's biological. Of course, the ego doesn't just latch onto bodies or stuff. It clings to thoughts too. All those nonstop mental loops running in your head, that's the ego's voice. When you believe every thought you have, you're living in full-blown ego mode. Every, I'm not good enough, they're better than me, what if something goes wrong? These aren't just thoughts, they're identity. They're form. And when your awareness fuses with form, you forget your being. That's what the philosopher Descartes didn't realize when he famously declared, I think, therefore I am. He thought he'd nailed the truth. Really, he just discovered the starting point of ego. 3 centuries later, another thinker, Jean-Paul Sartre, saw through the illusion. He realized the awareness that says I am isn't the one that's thinking. Boom! Mic drop. That simple insight means there's a whole level of consciousness beyond thought. If you can observe your thinking, you are not just a thinker, you are awareness. Most people never see this. They live like dreamers who don't know they're dreaming, trapped in the emotional storylines of their thoughts. But when you become aware of the thought, rather than absorbed in it, you wake up. It's like lucid dreaming, only it's your life. Sometimes people get shoved into this higher awareness by something awful, a tragedy, a loss, a complete collapse. Maybe they lose everything, their home, their health, their relationships, their identity. At first, the ego panics, but then something miraculous happens. When there's nothing left to cling to, the ego can no longer function. And in that empty space, a deeper presence can finally emerge. What's left isn't despair, it's peace, stillness, the real you. But not everyone chooses awakening. Some people, after great loss, craft a new identity around victimhood. They gather anger, self-pity, and blame like armor and march into life with a new, tighter ego suit. And the ego doesn't care that it's built on pain. It just wants something to identify with. Anything, even suffering. Every time tragedy strikes, we're faced with a choice. Resist or yield. Resistance is ego's last stand. It tightens, judges, argues, and closes off from life. And when you're shut down inside, the world outside shuts down too. Life stops flowing. Help can't find you. Opportunities can't reach you. But when you yield, not give up, but open up, a new dimension of you unfolds. One aligned with life, with creative intelligence, with what some might call grace. Your actions become more effective. People become more cooperative. Coincidences multiply. And if there's nothing to do, you rest in the peace of surrender. Not in defeat, but in presence. Because beneath the body, beneath the mind, beneath all your stories, there's just one enduring truth. I am. And that's more than enough.